As you know, Ethiopia is one of the highest child mortality rates.
As Dr. Zilalem Demeke, the medical director of Addis Ababa's Bole Clinic, gives a tour to a group of visiting foreign lawmakers, he frankly admits the challenge is enormous. But while Ethiopia's childbirth-related death toll is third highest in the world, it is not much worse than that in many other impoverished countries. The World Health Organization estimates 99% of maternal, newborn, and child deaths occur in countries at the bottom end of the economic scale. Health Minister Tewodros Adhanom says countries like Ethiopia never have enough doctors and trained health professionals to go around, so they have to come up with the next best thing. An army of community-level people with enough training to handle basic emergencies and to get professional help quickly when more expertise is needed. He says the strategy is beginning to pay off.
We're starting to see some results, and the encouraging results means we can build more on the strategy that we have designed.
Tewodros says it has been less than 20 years since more than one in every 100 Ethiopian mothers died in childbirth. He says current figures are still not good, but deaths have been reduced by a third. Barbara Contini is a member of Italy's delegation to the Interparliamentary Union Conference. She's a senator, but earlier she spent 23 years building health facilities in developing countries. She worked in Ethiopia in 1996. She tells fellow lawmakers investing in health care in Africa is good for donors as well as for recipients.
I always tell in Italy that this is really an opportunity, because if we stay better here in Africa, then we will stay better in Europe.
Dr. Flavia Bustreo of the World Health Organization is accompanying the parliamentarians on the clinic tour. She says early intervention in developing countries could prevent nearly three-quarters of maternal deaths and two-thirds of child deaths.
So the child is seen and is treated for a current illness, but also for the underlying problems he may have, for example, malnutrition, which in the Horn of Africa is very prevalent, and also the mother that accompanies the child is examined.
It is too early to tell if Ethiopia's strategy is the answer, but given current financial realities, it remains a hope for correcting the vast inequities in maternal and child health between rich countries and poor. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.